And Jesus said, I'm going to let him kill me and I'll come back to life. Now, did he keep that? Yes. Well, if he kept that one, then I can trust the other promises in this book because I know he keeps his promises. And the third thing it tells me is that it proves that there is life after death. If Jesus Christ hadn't resurrected, you have no hope of the future. You have no hope of eternity. You would have no knowledge of heaven or anything else because Jesus Christ was the one who proved there's life after death.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Now, as we continue this series called Daring Faith, the Key to Miracles, you're going to learn how to have a bold, unshakable faith that gives you the courage to impact the world around you. Now, in just a few moments, we're going to tell you about how you can get a valuable resource that will help you live out an extraordinary life of faith. It's called the Daring Faith DVD and Study Kit by Pastor Rick Warren. You can find out more right now by going to PastorRick.com while you listen to today's message. And if you want, you can just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with part one of a message called Daring to Believe.
The Bible records the first Easter morning this way in John chapter 20. Let me read it to you. Early Sunday morning, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb to visit the tomb where Jesus had been buried. And she found a huge stone had been rolled away from the entrance. So she ran and she found Peter and John, two of Jesus' disciples. She said, "They have taken the Lord's body out of the tomb, and I don't know where they've put him." See, in this time, nobody expected the resurrection. Even the disciples, even though Jesus had predicted it, nobody expected it. They thought somebody had stolen the body. So then Peter and John ran to the tomb to see for themselves, and John got to the tomb first. He saw the linen burial cloth lying there folded. Now, this is kind of strange. If you're a grave robber, you're not going to take a dead body, unwrap it, fold up the roll, and set the wrapping right there, and then take a dead, naked body. That would be kind of weird. So why would they have the burial clothes sitting right there folded? It says, then Peter arrived and went inside, and he also noticed the linen wrapping lying there with the cloth that had covered Jesus' head. Now, when John saw this evidence, he believed. For up until this point, the disciples still had not understood the scriptures that said Jesus would rise from the dead. Do you dare to believe? That's the most important question you'll ever be asked because your determined eternal destiny will be based on the answer. Will you dare to believe? Here at Saddleback Church, we're in a series, this is week three, that we're calling Daring Faith, the Key to Miracles. And on Easter weekend, I want us to look at daring to believe. And really what I want to do is just two simple things this weekend. Answer two questions. First, what are the benefits of believing in Jesus Christ? What are the benefits to you for believing in Jesus Christ? And then second, I want to answer the question, what does it actually mean to believe in Jesus? And then I want to end with a personal testimony about believing in your darkest days. Now, let's begin. Four benefits. Write these down. I could give you 50 benefits of what you benefit from if you believe in Christ, but let me just give you four. These four will cover the major areas. Number one, first benefit of believing in Jesus Christ. Everything I've ever done wrong is forgiven. Everything I've ever done wrong is forgiven. Because of what Jesus Christ did on the cross and dying for your sins and mine, God forgives you freely, completely, instantly, and repeatedly. Even if there were no such thing as a heaven, and of course there is, but even if there were no heaven, it would be worth believing in Jesus just to get a clear conscience. Because having talked to thousands of people, I know that most people are carrying secret guilt, secret regret, and secret shame, and you can be completely forgiven of that. Here's what the Bible says. Acts chapter 10, all who believe in Jesus will be forgiven of their sins through Jesus' name. Romans 3 says this, we're made right with God in God's sight when we trust Jesus Christ to take away our sins. And we can all be saved in this same way, no matter who we are or what we've done. I love that last part. Doesn't matter who you are, doesn't matter what you've done, who you've done it with, how long you did it, or where you did it. You can be saved, you can be forgiven. Everything is forgiven when I trust in Jesus Christ. Number two, I learn God's purpose for my life. That's the second big benefit. I learn the purpose of my life, God's purpose. Now, if you don't know your purpose, and most people don't know the purpose of their life, you end up drifting through life. You get bounced around. Life controls you rather than you controlling life. Now, there's only one way you're gonna learn the purpose of your life. You gotta talk to your Creator. You can't tell yourself what your purpose is because you didn't invent you. Sometimes people say, if you wanna know your purpose, look within. Well, I did that, that didn't work. You can't tell you what your purpose is because you didn't create you. Only the Creator can tell you what purpose you were created for. And you will never, 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 never know the purpose of your life until you believe in Jesus Christ, because He is your Creator. The Bible says this: everything, absolutely everything, got started in Christ and finds its purpose in Him. Today, so many people are confused about their identity and their purpose. I don't know who I am, and I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing with my life, because you're looking in the wrong places. The Bible says this: it is in Christ that we find out who we are and what we're living for. Who we are, that's identity. What we're living for, that's our purpose. It is in Christ we find that out. Part of the overall purpose He's working out in everything and everyone. Number three, third benefit of believing in Christ: I get God's strength for daily living. I get God's strength for daily living. Now, I used to think this wasn't a big deal, but I've realized that this is the number one problem most people have today. Most people, their number one problem isn't worry or fear or guilt or boredom or bitterness. Their number one problem is weariness. I talk to people all the time and just say, I'm just so tired all the time. I can't get it all done. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. I don't have enough energy to get everything done that I need to do. And the reason why you're tired all the time is you have a power shortage. And the reason you have a power shortage is you're not plugged into God's power. You're trying to live your life on your power alone. Now, there's no way you can fulfill your purpose in life without being plugged into God's power. A toaster unplugged is worthless. A blender unplugged is worthless. A vacuum cleaner has no purpose. It's just a bunch of metal if it's not plugged in to the power source. Your life cannot possibly be all God intends for it to be until you're plugged into God's power. The Bible says this in Isaiah chapter 40: God gives power to those who are tired and worn out, and He offers strength to the weak. And in Ephesians chapter 1, the Bible says this: I pray that you will begin to understand how incredibly great His power is. Whose power? Jesus' power. To help those who believe Him. That's the key. Belief unlocks God's power in your life. It is the same mighty power that raised Christ from the dead. Wait a minute, time out. Are you telling me that the same power that raised Jesus from the dead, that split history into AD and BC, is available to me on a personal basis day every day? That's exactly what I'm saying. That the same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead, the Bible says, is available to you if you believe. You say, well, what do I need power for? Oh, you need it in more ways than you realize. You need it. You need God's power to change things in your life you can't change on your own power. The truth is, if you were honest, there's some things about you don't like about you. There's some things about your personality, there's some things about your past, there's some things about how you handle life you don't like. And you've tried to change, but you can't, so you won't. And really, maybe you do willpower for a while and it works for a while, and then you give up and you quit. You need a power greater than yourself to make changes. You need God's power in your life. And when you mess up and you screw up and you make a big failure in your life, you need God's power to start over. And when you're ready to give up and throw in the towel, you need God's power to keep going. And sometimes when you have things, God gives you the power to say no to things that you know, these aren't good for me. They're messing up my life. They're destructive on my relationships. God gives you the power to say no, the power to start over, the power to begin again, the power to keep going, the power to change. Paul says it like this: I have the strength to face all conditions by the power that Christ gives me. Now, this is not positive mental attitude. This is not self-help psychology. This is not pull yourself up by your own bootstraps. Every day and every way, I'm getting better and better. No, this is supernatural power. I have the power to face all conditions by the power that Christ gives me, that strength. What are the all conditions? The power to handle loneliness when you're lonely. The power to handle pressure when you're under tension. The power to handle stress. The power to handle guilt and fear and boredom and bitterness and rejection. The power to handle a financial crisis. The power to handle a physical health crisis. The power to handle a relational crisis. Where does that power come from? It comes from God when you believe in Jesus Christ. So I get all of my sins, everything I've ever done wrong is forgiven. I get my past forgiven, I get a purpose for living, and I get a power for living. Then there's a fourth one. This is the cherry on top. I am guaranteed eternal life. Hello. Now we're talking. Even if none of these other things were available, I am given eternal life because of Jesus' resurrection when I believe in him. You see, Jesus bringing himself back to life changed everything. When Jesus came back to life 2,015 years ago, it literally split history into AD and BC. It's the most important event. In fact, your birthday is dated by day, month, and year in relationship to the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Every time you write a date, you are using Jesus' resurrection as a reference point because God came to earth in human form, split history into AD and BC. Nothing is bigger. And the resurrection proved three things. First, it proved that Jesus was exactly who he claimed to be. Jesus repeatedly said, I am God. I am God come in human form to die for your sins. Now, a lot of people say, oh, well, I don't believe Jesus was God. I believe he was a great teacher. He couldn't be a great teacher. That's the one thing he possibly could not be, because a good, great teacher would not claim to be God. He's either who he says he is, or he's the biggest liar in history. He's a con man, or he's a lunatic, like the guy who thinks he's Napoleon or a fried egg. A good teacher is not an option. For instance, if I were to stand up here today and I say, hi, my name's Rick Warren, I'm a good teacher, you might say, okay, I can buy that. Rick's a good teacher. I might even be able to get away and say, hi, I'm Rick Warren, I'm a prophet of God. You go, oh, I'm not sure about that one, but maybe, okay, maybe. But if I stood up here and I said, hi, I'm Rick, and I'm God, would that change our relationship? Yeah, because all of a sudden, you're forced to make a decision. He's either who he says he is, or he's trying to con me, or he's nuts. There's no other alternative. And you have to decide, was Jesus nuts? Was he totally insane? Or was he the biggest con man, and he conned 2.3 billion people? If that's true, we should all close up shop and go home. There's no reason for Christmas, no reason for Easter, no reason for church, because he's deluded most of the world and deluded people throughout history. Or he is who he claimed to be. Now, throughout history, thousands of people have claimed to be God. This is nothing new. Lots of people in history have claimed to be God. But only one person said, I'm going to prove it, and that's Jesus. And he said, here's what I'm going to do to prove that I am who I say I am. I'm going to let my enemies kill me, and I'm going to be buried in a tomb for 3 days. Then I'm going to raise myself back to life. And that's exactly what he did. And when he came back to life, he didn't just show up and appear to a few believers. He stayed on earth for another 40 days, walked around Jerusalem for 40 more days. All kinds of people saw him. One time he had a party with 500 people. It's kind of hard to fool 500 people. Can you imagine being the Roman centurions who nailed Jesus to the cross, and the next week you're walking down the street in Jerusalem, and there he is, and you go, he's back. That'd be kind of weird to see the guy that you just killed walking down the streets. And that's why so many in Jerusalem instantly became believers. It was in a matter of years, 100,000 people were followers of Christ because everybody had seen him. The resurrection of Jesus Christ is one of the most well-attested events in history. It would stand up in any court of law. In fact, it has many, many times throughout many centuries. It proved Jesus was who he was. He is the Son of God. But more than that, it proved that Jesus keeps his promises. And Jesus said, I'm going to let him kill me and I'll come back to life. Now, did he keep that? Yes. Well, if he kept that one, then I can trust the other promises in this book. The ones that talk to me about my life, because I know he keeps his promises. And the third thing it tells me is that it proves that there is life after death. If Jesus Christ hadn't resurrected, you have no hope of the future. You have no hope of eternity. You would have no knowledge of heaven or anything else because Jesus Christ was the one who proved there's life after death.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Now, if you've missed any part of this broadcast, including portions we didn't have time for today, simply go to PastorRick.com to listen again, to find out more about this ministry, and to sign up for Rick's free daily email devotional. Rick's going to be back in just a moment with a final word of encouragement, so please stay with us. Now, if you'd like to step out of an ordinary existence and into a life of extraordinary faith, then you're going to want to order the Daring Faith DVD and Study Kit by Pastor Rick Warren. Here's Rick to tell you more.
How'd you like to have a bold, unshakable faith that gives you the courage to make the changes you've always wanted to see in your life, your work, your family, and in the world? That's not a dream. That's exactly what God wants to do in your life. He wants you to learn to live by daring faith. The Bible says, according to your faith, it will be done unto you. Now, to help you develop that kind of faith, I put together a Daring Faith Study Kit, and it includes a DVD, and it includes a workbook. Now, there's six sessions in the Daring Faith Study Kit, and it'll teach you these six things: how to build a life of faith, how to expect the best from God, how to stretch your imagination in order to see what God wants to do in your life, to expand your vision, how to have the courage to take the initiative with your faith, how to face your fears with bold faith, and how to believe and what to do while you're waiting on God. You cannot afford to miss this series. It was one of the most important series I've ever done at Saddleback Church. And the Bible tells us in Ephesians 3:12, because of our faith in him, we dare to have boldness and courage and confidence in coming to God with freedom and without fear. I want you to have that boldness, that courage, and that confidence when you come to God in prayer. I want you to come to him without fear and come to him in freedom. God will use this Daring Faith Study Kit just like he used it in the lives of tens of thousands of other people. He'll use it in your life if you'll trust him in all things. So get this kit today and join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope.
Today, when you support this ministry with a financial gift, we'll send you a copy of the Daring Faith Study Kit, a six-session DVD and workbook, as our way of saying thanks. Go to PastorRick.com to get your copy of this great resource. That's PastorRick.com. Or just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.